As we reported in our New Neighbors series last fall, downtown Mesa has been changing a lot in recent years. We found both rental and housing prices in the area along Main Street have gone up since the bottom of the Great Recession a decade ago. And yesterday, Mesa Mayor John Giles made an announcement that the Center City is about to get a long-awaited development that will continue this growth. Palladium Enterprises is developing The Grid, a $60 million mixed-use residential office and restaurant project on Main Street that will bring 500 new residents to downtown Mesa. It will be built in an underused parking garage the city owns and a partner with Cohoots, a successful co-working community. Mayor Giles called this a big deal yesterday, and David Crummy agrees. He's the board chair for Rail Mesa, a nonprofit volunteer organization that works for inclusive and responsible development along the light rail in Mesa. I got a hold of Crummy earlier this morning on Skype to talk more about what this means for downtown Mesa.
I mean, this is going to be the first true mixed-use development downtown of scale. It is, you know, one of the many incremental steps towards realizing the goals that we as a community built through our Central Main Plan. And it's exactly in line with what we've been calling for more than 10 years.
Yeah, so this is something that downtown Mesa and the people in the area who have been pushing for development, this is the exact kind of thing you've been pushing for.
Yeah, well, a lot of us, you know, this is the thing that we know that we need to support our businesses and to create a more diverse economy. Our Central Main Plan calls out 5 goals to build a prosperous, people-friendly, diverse, distinctive, and environmentally conscious community. And part of that is just bringing more people and jobs and opportunities to grow entrepreneurs in our community. So yeah. This seems to hit all of those points.
Yeah, and so after so many years of working towards something like this, what does turning an underused parking garage into this mixed-use residential facility, what do you think that means for where we are in the development of downtown Mesa?
This is really the first step. This is testing the waters in the first significant way. We've had a lot of people that have done small, granular things here and there. And this is the first big project that's really leveraged off of the great work that's been done by organizations like Mesa Housing Associates and ArtSpace and groups like HeatSync Labs, which is really an incredible technology and creativity incubator in downtown.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk about this being key in building an innovation district for downtown Mesa. What does that mean exactly?
To me, an innovation district is really what a true traditional American downtown is. A place where people can work and live and they hang out and they get to work with the other bright people that are there and they can raise their kids and grow the knowledge base. And by people staying in a downtown and having everything they need, they get to increase the diversity of thought and create that cross-pollination that downtowns have been famous for thousands of years.
I wonder, so bringing in this type of development and housing involved as well, how do you think this will balance concerns that we've talked about before about pricing people out of the area, about maintaining affordable housing?
This will put some pressure on rent. It's likely to increase housing costs in general. Maybe not significantly, but if other developers see this and start seeing the great opportunity that downtown Mesa has, with a few more developments like this, we could have a serious problem. But we hope that our city leaders and our community is speaking up for the need, the longstanding need for affordable housing and safe affordable housing that has long-term affordability requirements. We need permanent affordable housing to support.
What do you think needs to happen in order to make sure that that is the way that downtown Mesa develops going forward?
We really need a comprehensive plan around housing that takes into account that we want a community where our kids can grow up and they can stay. We want to make sure that our community has something for everybody, that we have a continuum of housing so people can grow up in the community, they can stay here and go to school or start out at their first jobs. And as they move up the career ladder, they can raise their families here and ultimately retire here without all having to move, all inside of a close-knit community that really is a true downtown for everybody.